Hello there. You are so wonderfully loved by the Lord. And this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And what a cool blessing it is to be able to pray for you and intercede for you every single day of the year. Today is May 2nd, 2019, and happy May Day yesterday. I forgot to say that yesterday. When I was a little girl, I used to bring flowers to people on that 1st of May, and it brought me a lot of joy to be able to do that. So I guess this is my praying for you is my way of bringing you flowers every day, the flower of prayer. Anyway, today's podcast is brought to you by Healing Every Day, which releases in just a few days and on the 7th of May. And these are all the scriptures that have helped me on my healing journey, heal from the past. And that's been a huge blessing for me. God's been doing so many good things, even lately, in healing from some of those difficult things that have gone on. So this is a 90-day devotional. If you want to walk through healing in 90 days, and not to say that you'll be guaranteed healing by the end, but this is going to be a really great book for you. So you can find it wherever books are sold. And today's scripture comes from there. It's Micah 7. Verses 7 and 8. And we're in the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. I forgot to mention that yesterday, but for the whole month of May, we'll be in the NASB. And it says this: "But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, O enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us and teach us and enable us and empower us to wait and watch expectantly for you, as a watchman does for the morning. And the watchmen were people who stood on walls of cities in the middle of the night and watched. They were looking for enemies, but they were also desperately longing for the morning to come, because it meant that their shift was over and they could breathe a sigh of relief, meaning they could see everything so much better in the light of day. And so, Lord, we pray for that among, in our own lives, Lord, that you would give us the supernatural ability to see through the darkness, but that also you would shine upon us so that we don't have to squint so much. Some of the people listening today, some of the listeners listening today are in darkness right now. They cannot see their way out, and they are overwhelmed by it sometimes, Lord. Or maybe they're like me, like last night, when I was not sleeping from 3 to 6 in the morning and battling insomnia, watching expectantly for the morning to come. Lord, would you bless those who struggle with insomnia to sleep tonight? Lord, I pray it for myself. I'm tired of sleeplessness. It just wears me out. So would you please grant us? It says you give to your beloved even in their sleep. And so we pray that you would give that blessing to those who struggle with insomnia. Lord, you are the God of our salvation. There is no other salvation except the one that you have created and brought about. I ask for your forgiveness in trying to bring about my own salvation, trying to do my own thing, do things in my own strength, try to orchestrate my relationship with you, which seems kind of silly when I think about it. No, you are the God of my salvation. I am not the God of my salvation. Forgive me for trying to make it happen on my own. Thank you that you hear us. And the scripture from yesterday said, "You heard my voice." Today's says, "My God will hear me." Thank you that you hear our cries today, and nothing is too small to bring before your throne. And we thank you too, Jesus, that you are interceding at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for your children. And so we just thank you for that, and we stand in confidence in that. Lord, we don't want our enemies to rejoice over us. We know that we are prone to fall, but your word says, "Though I fall, I will rise." So I pray that you would raise up my friend today out of the falling, out of the stumbling, out of the brokenness, and just bring them to an open and wide place. Lord, be that light that we're longing for. Shine down in the midst of the darkness. And Lord, help us not to be so consumed by the news cycle that we begin to lose hope and despair, because you are the light of this world. You are the light of our salvation, and you will yet shine even in the darkest corners of our world. So we just trust you for that, and help us to be light bearers to this dark world, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're a huge blessing to me, and I am still really humbled that you spend your mornings or your afternoons or your evenings with me. Recently heard from someone in Brazil who's listening, so thank you so much for listening from Brazil, and I hope you have all an amazing day.